I will teach you. I want to talk to you about how the Lord both teaches us and empowers us to accomplish the tasks that He's laid before us. In the book of Exodus chapter 4, we see Moses kindling the anger of the Lord. The Lord calls Moses into a very specific ministry, but Moses says in verse 10, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. This, however, is just what the Lord is looking for. The Lord also confirms His choice in Moses in verse 15 when God says, I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. First, we see the Lord calling Moses. Then we see Moses arguing with God regarding his mission. God gets angry but reassures Moses that he will teach him what he shall do. Perhaps there are times you feel inadequate in your abilities regarding what the Lord has asked you to do. This seems to be kind of a normal thing with God. God likes to use the weak and the lowly people, if you will, so that God can receive all the glory. Let's look at several other biblical examples of the people whom God chose to use when the rest of the world would have probably never even considered them. Please turn with me to the book of Judges chapter 6. In Judges chapter 6, we are introduced to a man called Gideon. In verse 12, the Bible says, And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. As we read on, we'll see just how comical this verse is. In verse 14, the Bible says, Then the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Now listen to Gideon's reply. Verse 15, So he, that is Gideon, said to him, O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Again, it's somewhat of a comical story. The Lord appears to him and says, Hey, you mighty man of valor, I want you to go in your might. I will be with you, but through you I'm going to save Israel. Gideon, poor guy, I kind of picture him as a scrawny little guy, kind of a nerdy looking fellow, standing up against the Lord saying, Hey, how is this thing possible? My clan's the weakest, and I'm the least in my father's house. But yet, look at verse 34. Here's the kicker. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Gideon, in fact, did become a mighty man of valor. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. When the Lord calls us into ministry, whatever that is, whether it's big or small, the Lord always equips us for His service. Listen to what the prophet Micah said in Micah chapter 3, verse 8. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. That's how he was able to prophesy and be used by the Lord. The prophet Amos is another example. In Amos chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible tells us that he was a sheep breeder of Tekoa. He was basically a farmer, a sheep breeder, probably totally uneducated, but yet the Lord used him in a very mighty and practical way. Look at the 12 disciples Jesus chose. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, that Jesus' disciples were uneducated and untrained men. Look at Queen Esther from the book of Esther. You see, God uses the least likely. And not only that, He often calls us into areas of ministry that are going to greatly stretch us. Why? So that we become totally reliant upon Him. Thus, He carries us through, and God receives all the glory, and not man. Be encouraged from the Word of God. God says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is a promise we can count on. Please join with me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, thank you for choosing me to be used mightily by you. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can accomplish the tasks that you have laid before me. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.